Morning. Hey, we had a really good walkthrough this morning. Really feel good about, you know, our guys' approach and where we are. I really do. I'm excited to get back on the practice field this afternoon and keep working to improve and prepare for Monday night against what I'm sure will be a tough environment up in New York. But I like the way our guys were focused this morning. Injury-wise, you know, we probably won't have A.J. Jefferson this afternoon. His ankle is still bothering him, so we're going to end up holding him out of practice. Harrison Smith, that turf toe, it's probably a little bit more serious than we would like. He's definitely going to be out for this ball game, and we'll determine a little bit more as we get some more opinions about, you know, where he is and what we need to do. Probably know a little bit more in the next couple of days how we want to approach, you know, where he is and what's going on with him. Other than that, everybody else should be practicing, and seems like everybody's focused on improving as a group. So should be good.
That's a surgery may be an option for Harrison. Is that kind of one of the things being discussed right now?
We are discussing that possibility, but we also, you know, looking at the possibility of not having to do any surgery. So we're still going through some of that. And, you know, so we'll determine it here pretty soon.
Can you put him on that you designate to come back if you have to put him on IR?
Potentially. You know, that's definitely part of the conversation as well, Mark. So we're talking through that as well.
That's who takes over there for his spot.
We're going to insert Andrew Zendejo in the starting lineup for this ball game.
How did he move ahead of the other guys?
A combination of what he did, you know, in training camp and what he has done when he's gotten in the ball game. He played, you know, quite a bit against Pittsburgh, and he did some good things at safety where he and Mistral rotated at the position. And he did enough to, you know, make us feel like he can do a good job in the starting role.
What happened to Mistral? I mean, at one point he was alternating as a starter,
yes.
And then now he's played one game.
Mm-hmm. He's done some good things, but the injury bug has gotten him a few times. He's back now. He's healthy. But part of why he didn't play early on was the injuries coming out of training camp. So he's healthy. He did a good job when we got him in the game against Pittsburgh when they rotated. And we have confidence that if he has to play in this ball game on Monday night, he'd do a good job as well. But the injuries have kind of set him back. You know, every time he's taken a step forward, an injury is, you
know, has he been playing with that for a little while, or was Sunday the first time he had the turf toe?
Sunday was the first time. Yeah.
When you see the energy that Harrison brings to the field, how do you replace that? I mean, is that something that somebody else can bring, or is it just going to be missing without him there?
Harrison is an outstanding young safety, and he's done a great job for us, and in my mind, one of the best safeties in our league. But Andrew, Mistral, Robert Bland, those guys will do a good job when they're in there. Jamarcus will be out there. They're all going to do a good job. They've worked hard in practice, and they'll prepare well, and they'll play well. But Harrison, he's a big play guy for us, so we're going to miss him.
You're going to wait and see for a little bit with Harrison. Is that more tests to be run, or are you just waiting to see how he heals up in the next few days or how he progresses in the next few days?
We're getting information from different doctors, Tim, on how we should approach it, and we're going to talk about it some more today and, you know, probably come to a conclusion here the next day or two.
Can you take us through the preparation process and getting Josh Freeman ready for Monday? How much is he working overtime on getting to speed, and what's different than if he had been with the team, say, you know, since training camp?
It's definitely an accelerated learning curve, but part of it is what we do as coaches and assisting him with the learning. And what you said about time, he's spending a ton of time here in the building, just, you know, making sure he's clear on what our checks are, how we do certain things, just, you know, from A to Z with our offense, which requires time. And we think we have excellent teachers, and Craig Johnson, along with Bill Musgrave and Kevin Stefanski, that are working with him. But the process means, you know, from sun up to sundown, you know, spending time with the coaches, watching film, going through the game plan. And it will be a game plan that's kind of tailored to where he is along with where our team is. So he doesn't have to learn everything that's in our playbook. So that's going to help him. But the amount of time that he's spending over here definitely assists in his being able to catch up and go out and perform well on Sunday.
Obviously, you've got more problems than just quarterback, the defense in particular. What would you say to Viking fans who think he's going to be the savior and come in and save the season?
Oh, man. I don't know if one guy can save your season. This is the ultimate team game. I mean, that's a cliche, but in my mind, it's the truth. I mean, you need your offense, your defense, your special teams, and you need the chemistry on your team to have a chance to be a good football team. And one guy will not turn our season around. It's going to take a collective effort, and it's just a good job by all of our guys, not just the quarterback. We need everybody to play well.
Last year, Navy Road so far. Plus, okay, where is he?
You know, he for where he is in his career, I think he's done a pretty good job. Definitely some plays, you know, you could do better on Patrick, but for where he is as a rookie and what we're asking him to do, there are going to be some moments that aren't going to be great, but I also see a guy who's really coming and is going to be a very, very good corner for us. And he's gaining some valuable experience that in the long term will help our football team. But there are going to be some moments you know, that are going to be a little bit tough at times.
You went into this season, were you at all nervous about the secondary being as young as it was?
Well, I knew where we were. You know, I also know the NFL, and like we all do, and, you know, people are going to throw the ball, and they're going to throw it, and they're going to throw it, and you got to be able to defend it different ways. And when you have a young secondary, there are going to be some things you have to go through. But we're going to get better. You know, we'll keep working. We're going to get better. Those young guys that are playing, they will improve. So,
does it all start to feel like 2011 and what you dealt with? Or
No. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Burned in your brain.
No, I moved on from 2011 a long time ago. No way. No.
Hey, with Greg Childs, I know is he eligible to come off the PUP? Probably not ready yet, but where is he at?
He's making progress, and to the point where we think pretty soon here we're going to be able to get him on the field and practice with our guys. So he's making positive progress, and we're excited to get him out on the field to integrate with our players. So that will probably be the update with him.
You guys have 3 weeks, right, to make a decision on him from this week?
Yes. And, you know, we'll have an option, about week 10, week 11, where we'll have to make a decision here pretty soon. So
Freeman had a tough time when he was on the field in Tampa. Yes. Early this season and then at the end of last season. Were there some things that you guys saw on tape that thought you could just make some adjustments to, whether it was mechanics or just putting him in a different position that you could get more out of him there? And
yeah, we did see some things, John, that we thought that we could work with, that nothing against what they're doing in Tampa, but we thought some of his skill set could fit some things we want to try to do from an offensive standpoint. And so far, what we thought has been true. There are some things that we're doing with him technically and also with our offense that it seems like he's flourishing in. Now, the true test will be, you know, what happens in a game situation, but he's adapted so well to some of the changes here versus what he's done in the past. But we'll see.
All your safeties well-versed in both safety positions. I know Andrew stepped in for Jamarca, and now he's stepping in for Harrison. Is that, how hard is that in your system?
Yeah, you know, we try to have dual safeties where they practice both roles. We try to integrate them that way from day one, just because of the way people, you know, the game has changed so much. You can't just be a tight end side safety anymore, or an open side safety, because people move around so much and they get three wide receivers on the field for it. So it's a different deal in that way. So we ask our safeties to be able to play, you know, both strong safety and free safety.
Where's Bland and his development? I know you guys had high hopes for him.
We do have high hopes for him, and you know, he's coming along and he's doing a very good job for us on special teams right now. Really excited about what he's doing there, and his time will eventually come as a safety. He's making a lot of progress. As you recall, it was a transition for him that first year, going from a corner in college to a safety, but he's grown so much as a safety. So we have confidence when his time comes, he'll play well.
You just mean having to rotate, or you're rotating Mistral and maybe Blanton in there?
I don't know if we'll do that. You know, we'll continue to look at things in practice, but we're not planning on doing that as we speak.
You promoted Rodney Smith to the active roster.
Promoted him, Robert to the active roster, which is a good thing for him. Rodney's done a good job, worked extremely hard from the day we got him as a free agent. He's done a terrific job, well-deserved for him.
yeah. led to that kind of decision to go with a wide receiver there as opposed to maybe defensive back? Or?
You know, when I talk with Rick and the personnel guys and they looked around the league at different players and just seeing what the options were there, we looked at our own roster and, you know, said, you know, what guy would benefit and where we benefit by bringing one of our own players up. And Rodney was that guy compared to what was out there that could potentially help us. So I think long-term it's going to be a good move for us.
They only have 5 sacks, which is unusual for them. And when you look at their pass rush, are they getting there and just not getting them down or issue?
Yeah, they're still getting some pressure on the quarterback. You know, sometimes sacks are like turnovers. They come in bunches, but they still have a very good pass rush and some good players that can really get after the quarterback. They just, you know, haven't, you know, had some of those leads sometimes that you need to get sacks, but they're still getting after the quarterback. We're going to have to do a good job in blocking their front. It's probably still the strength of their defense.
Wes, there's some teams looking for receivers. Did anybody call trying to get Rodney Smith to leave your practice squad? Was that have anything to do with it?
It didn't at this point, you know, but that does happen, but that didn't happen in this case.
When you talk to some of the defensive players about the struggles you've had, the thing they say is we've got to execute better. What does that mean? I mean, more film, you know, different tactics in practice. I mean, what do you do really to improve the execution?
When you are in position to make plays, that's our game. Whether it be catching an interception, making a tackle, when you have a quarterback in your grasp, putting him on the ground, that's execution. So it's not an assignment issue for us. It's about me being able to finish my job. And we have to begin to get that done. Our guys understand it. And looking forward to us getting it done on Monday night.
With Desmond Bishop now on IR, is it Marvin's job again? Or, I mean, where's Gerald at in his progression?
Yeah, Marvin will be the starting outside linebacker for us now with Desmond, you know, out of the lineup. But Gerald is coming along. He's coming along. He's a guy who, you know, as we continue, we're hoping to get him on the field. He got in a couple games, maybe one game now, Pittsburgh. On special teams, he did a good job when he got in, and you know, he'll keep coming as an outside linebacker.
When you look at those first rounders, Sharif and Cordero specifically, what's been the biggest hindrance to them playing more and getting on the field?
Well, Sharif is playing quite a bit, and with his snaps, you know, he's getting better. I don't know if there's a hindrance with him other than, you know, Kevin has done a pretty good job as well, a solid job as our starter. But with Sharif's snaps, he's done a fine job when he's in there, and we'll keep, you know, bringing him along and giving him more snaps as the season goes on. With Cordero, just a matter of our, you know, getting him out there, but part of it is Jerome Simpson has been having an outstanding first half of the season, and those guys play, you know, identical positions, so it makes it a little bit tougher. But we're doing some things that we think may help us in that regard. But Cardell is a big play guy. We have a lot of high hopes for him, and we want to keep trying to find different ways to get him to football and get him on the field as well. But he has not done anything to disappoint. With Xavier, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we just got to keep bringing him along, just keep letting him see things and let him develop. I mean, that's the only way you get to be a good player in our league as a corner. You just got to keep playing and some of the things that he's not so good at today, you know, he'll get better at as we get further into the season.
You'd mentioned, I think it was after the first game, about Sharif kind of reading the wrong keys and that sort of thing. How's he progressed in just, you know, getting used to the NFL game?
He's gotten better. That first game, I'm sure he would admit this, it was tough for him, just the speed of the game. And then he had been injured in training camp, so it was, you know, he missed some time, so that affected him. But he's gotten better. The game has slowed down for him. He's beginning to get more penetration for us and getting closer to being exactly what we, you know, all hope for. He's doing a very good job of separating from blocks. He's doing a lot of things better than he did 2 or 3 weeks ago, and that's encouraging because that means he'll just keep getting better. And, you know, November, December, you know, he's going to be even better. So, but he's making progress.
You have two more. As you look at the Giants, what's wrong with Eli?
I'm sure those turnovers are driving him crazy, like it does everybody when you turn the ball over. But he's still a very good quarterback. I mean, you watch that Chicago game. He's, you know, driving them to win the game, and, you know, just an errant pass, and that's kind of been the case. But he's more than capable of getting it done. He's had some big moments. They just haven't had the consistency, and the turnovers have killed some drives. But it's not like his skill set has deteriorated, and he's more than capable of putting a team on his back, for sure.
You had talked earlier in the year with Kevin of kind of trying to keep him around 50 snaps a game. It seems like it's been a little more than that. Is he just playing at a level where he's able to carry that kind of workload? Do you see him being able to do that all the way through?
I don't know if we could, you know, last week he probably played his most snaps. He got to 51. Yeah, generally he's been in that, I think, maybe 40 area. Can he do it an entire season? I don't know if we want him to do it an entire season, you know. We just got to keep bringing Sharif along and getting Sharif some of those snaps. For us, it probably wouldn't be the best thing if he has to play 50-plus snaps. You know, so, you know, we'll keep bringing Sharif along. Adrian is back. He'll be at practice this afternoon. I do want to say this, Ben. Kevin is having a very good season for us, a solid season, which helps us a lot. You know, so, all right. Thanks.